Okay.
My people will talk to you.
All right, we'll talk. We'll chat.
We got a whole other hour in front of us, though, folks. Y'all stay tuned to more news and views from 9 till noon here on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A coronavirus relief package is not expected to have the 60 votes needed to advance in the Senate today.
GOP Senator David Perdue accusing Democrats of stonewalling.
What we're seeing now from the other side is just outright obstructionism.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urging Democrats to reject the $300 million measure.
There's a decent chance they will come back to the table and we'll get a much better bill.
Leader Mitch McConnell says he wants everyone on the record.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A whistleblower report from a former intelligence analyst says Homeland Security officials lied to Congress and manipulated intelligence to match President Trump's political aims. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortega says about accusations that reports on Russian election interference were censored.
I have been in at least four or five meetings around the world between Secretary Pompeo and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I've seen Secretary Pompeo stare him down. I have seen him be tough with him.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. One person is dead and a second is injured after a shooting in Macon County Tuesday night. Authorities say the shooting happened on Highway 80, a few miles from Victory Land. The condition of the second person has not been released. No arrests have been made. The State Board of Education will discuss the ongoing intervention into Montgomery Public Schools today. Back in June, MPS sent a letter to State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey requesting the school system be lifted from intervention status. And 63 students in Pike Road at the George Washington campus have now been quarantined because of positive coronavirus cases. Pike Road Schools tells us that six students at George Washington have tested positive for COVID-19. Parents of the quarantined students have been notified. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sinclair's is now open, and after being sanitized from top to bottom, Sinclair's is now totally smoke-free. No smoking. You know Sinclair's has been a Montgomery favorite for decades. Johnny Sullivan and his staff are still here and ready to serve you right now. You can enjoy their favorite menu items with their limited seating in the dining room or convenient curbside pickup service. Everything you've come to expect from Sinclair's. Updated lunch and dinner menus include salads, sandwiches, pasta, and steaks. Call Sinclair's at 271-7654 to place your order, and they'll still deliver it right to your car. Or you can dine in. Sinclair's, now a no-smoking restaurant and a Montgomery tradition for decades. Call them, 271-7654, or check out their Facebook page. Now, totally non-smoking. Sinclair's.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you've trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Time's running out to win $1,000 a day for life from Publishers Clearinghouse. Enter at PCH.com and you and your family could soon be celebrating the win of a lifetime. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 a day for life on October 31st. Go to PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 10/28. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And by the way, you know who's further left than crazy Bernie? Kamala.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Cale.
No other president in their right mind.
Well, it's like you keep going.
It's so him, you know?
Yeah. It is, and it's also genuinely funny. Like, MSNBC did a segment on that exact clip of an example of it being racist. You know, he purposely mispronounced her name. But when they came back from playing the clip, every single one, they're all women. You know, they're women of color, too. But all of them were smiling ear to ear. And, of course, they're smiling because, oh, it's so dumb. No, you're smiling because President Trump's saying, Kamala, it's like I tested some folks because we can have our disagreements in politics, but I have some left-leaning friends, let's say, and I sent all of them the when Trump said COVID-19, it has so many names. This virus has so many names: the China virus, the Chinese flu, the Kung flu. And I sent that and said, if you laugh, you're a bad person.
Exactly.
But it's how he presents himself. And it's, I think, probably his most effective way of persuading people. It's hard to hide a genuine laugh. Even if you don't want to laugh, you'll kind of, like
low energy Jeb. Could there have been a better nickname for him? It was hilarious.
Jeb is a mess. Jeb is a waste. Jeb is a big fat mistake. Said that right to his face.
And the look on Jeb's face was like, what?
Well, Jeb,
man is saying this. It was hilarious.
And Jeb Bush was a pretty successful governor in Florida. I mean, he was the heir apparent. He's quite sophisticated by his standards and a lot of folks' standards and what he knows about politics, how to govern. You know, very debonair, looks like a competent CEO type. And then, you know, you're preparing for debates, and this guy's coming out with bombs. Oh, so low energy. And then when you try to act high energy, oh, I see the energy's a little higher tonight, Jeb. Good job. Good job, Jeb. Yeah, good try.
Just
shut
him right down, dude.
and Lion Ted.
Lion Ted.
Oh, man. Oh, and what
did he call Rubio? Little Marco?
Little Marco. And why don't you look up those rumors about him? A little light in the loafers, I hear. Go look at those rumors. Trump was brutal, man, especially more so than Hillary. I mean, he's brutal on Hillary Clinton. But the Republican primary was something.
That's something that turned people on about him. Not necessarily he was brutal with the Republicans, but they knew if he's this brutal with Republicans, imagine he will not give the Democrats any leeway whatsoever.
Right.
And that's been the case.
And there was some question to Trump in the early debates when there were a lot of folks on the stage, and he... You have to look through it, because it's a complete non sequitur the way he'll sometimes answer, but he's got a genius behind it. Whereas some question on the economy or Trump's, like, business dealings, and Trump got the first question because he's leading the polls, and Trump began, you know, Mr. Trump, how do you answer about your bankruptcies? And Trump answered, well, first of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be up here. And I love Rand Paul.
I remember that.
And Rand's like, you know, these sophomore juvenile insults. Trust me, I didn't hit him on his looks. I didn't hit him. And trust me, there's plenty there. I was like, oh, my God. he's like a bull in a china shop, man. And
Donnie from Queens.
And this is why I think all these stories, like even this Woodward piece is bad. Have him on tape saying these things. But it's all framing. When you actually step back and listen to what he was saying to Woodward, it makes sense. It really does.
Well, it does make sense. There's not a leader out there that would have said, oh, you told me this, I should run around like Chicken Little and scream the sky is falling. Right. No, there's not a leader out there, a real leader.
Well, how many of them believed him? Would have believed him.
Oh, true.
Oh, he's just trying to distract from...
That's exactly right.
...from our impeachment efforts. He's just trying to scare us and, you know, be xenophobic towards the Chinese, our good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, good God. It's just been so crazy the last few years. And to me, that's pushed me over the edge. The foreign policy and then the abuse of our surveillance powers, those are the two big policy things. But generally speaking, the way the Democrats have gone about their opposition has been very, very terrible. Like, and disappointing for me, because I do consider myself a libertarian. There's plenty there, trust me, plenty there to criticize the Republican Party, and I have. But the way the Democrats have used to be the anti-war, give peace a chance, man, party. What the hell are they now? It's stuff like that that just drives me up a wall.
And they never gave a damn about Russia. I always thought the Ronald Reagan's position on Russia was overblown. And
right.
He's a warmonger and they're really not that bad of a people. Oh. Now, all of a sudden... They're just obsessed with Russia.
Well, and you remember, Governor Romney, the 1980s called, want their foreign policy back? Like, wow.
And you'd be more wrong.
I think Romney was wrong. China's our biggest geopolitical threat. But still, the sort of glib way that the politics is done, again, electoral politics just continues to prove itself to be a terrible way of actually solving problems for the people in this country. But 272-9228, in a second, we're going to play that Karl Rove piece. But I want to go to a good guy, been calling the station for years, Sparky. Hey, Sparky.
Hey, how's it going?
Good,
Sparky.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, I just love Trump. I mean, he can, they think he's in a bad situation. He just turns it around every time. He's like a fisherman. He's got all these different baits out there. And when somebody takes the bait, he reels them in. And he knows exactly what he's doing.
Like Pocahontas?
Yeah. And he just never let it go.
If Pocahontas takes a DNA test, Sparky, I will donate $1 million to her favorite charity. She does. Shows she's not Native American. A reporter goes, hey, Mr. President Trump, President, are you going to donate $1 million? No, why would I do that?
Why?
He's just great. Now, here's a guy. He's in his 70s. He sleeps 3 to 4 hours a day. That's it. Oh. This guy's got more energy than anybody. He does, you know, I imagine the people that work for him, they must just say, doesn't this guy ever let up? I don't think he does.
Right.
And that's why he's a success.
Right, he doesn't stop.
You know what? I liked him right from the beginning. And I didn't know anything about him, but... He is exactly. I voted for Perot, so you know I wanted somebody in there that had business experience,
right.
And that's what we needed. But we still need him, and I hope the polls are just as crooked as they were last time. And he wins by, I hope he wins 56 out of 57. How's that?
I like
pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, you guys are making me laugh today, so keep up the good work. The American people have to laugh more.
Yes, we do. Appreciate it, Mark.
For sure.
Okay, take care.
272-9228. Now, just to refresh here, we were both, I rarely text you about stuff going on like.
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. We are testing equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, an official message would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
W, like, then I'm not really speaking about George W. the man. Just in general, what happened in those 8 years to see where the Republican Party has gone. I wonder what Carl thinks of that, just seeing it change so much while he's still in the nexus of power.
Carl is the ultimate insider, but he knows how to play the game very well.
Sure.
I've watched him I've known him for 35 years, and I've always admired him. He's a little, he can be a little tempestuous at times,
mm-hmm.
Like a lot of creative people, but his heart is in the right place and he loves the party. And, you know, I think he just wants to be on the team.
Right.
It would not do good for him to come out against Trump. People wouldn't want to hire him. True. I mean, he's got to think about, you know,
well, and
I've always got to toe the line. I've got to be, you know, for the party.
Well, and that's the one thing. Electoral politics isn't always great with actually solving problems, but it is pretty damn good when it comes to getting people in line and rowing in the same direction. I mean, when you see the prospect of, if you're a Republican lifelong like Karl Rove, and you, wait, hold on, we've got a weather alert, I can hear
just
it.
Just test.
Yeah, right now we're not on the air. 1 second, I can hear it in the background, yeah. Jack. The weather alert system, because people can't get their weather other ways other than the National Weather Service.
Yeah, I hear my TV going on.
It's not like we have, you know, different weather apps like the Rich Thomas weather app.
The best weather
app. I think we're back on now.
No,
I'm still hearing the damn.
Give me 5 seconds. You should be there.
Do it live.
All right. We should be good now.
You think we're good? We're back? Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, when you're a lifelong Republican like Karl Rove, there's nothing like, you know, electoral politics to make you go, well, I didn't like this Trump guy. He kind of insulted a lot of my friends, probably including Carl himself. But, you know, let bygones be bygones. This is politics. It's a kind of the ugly side of it.
He used to be the consultant or did all the direct mail for the Republican National, or what they call it, National Republican Senatorial Committee. And John Hines from Pennsylvania, who was married to Teresa before, you know, he was killed in that plane crash, but Carl was very close to Hines. And as a result, that opened a ton of doors for him.
Right.
And so he did direct mail for virtually every U.S. Senate candidate who was Republican back in the late 80s and early 90s. I mean, he's very well connected. But he knows how to play the game. I'll give him that.
And it's not just who you know, I'd imagine, and how to play the game with the networking. It when you're at that high of a level and you survive this many changes in the party and just the political zeitgeist, you have to be talented. You have to know what you're doing. And I think he really does. So 272-9228, why not? We're talking the guy up so much. This, I think, was the kill shot last night for Karl Rove. About 3.5 minutes here, but it's worth listening to. Karl Rove goes back and looks at what Joe Biden and all of Joe Biden's top health advisors were saying as the pandemic, as COVID-19 was unfolding. Listen in.
Here's the more important point to me.
I'm interested in what did Joe Biden know and when did he know it and what was he thinking at the time this coronavirus came on? Because right now he's looking back and saying, President Trump did everything wrong and I'm the genius if you'd only listen to me, if I'd only been in charge. So I'm interested in what did Joe Biden say during the, as this came on, and what did the people around him who were advising him say? January 27th, he writes an op-ed. Says this is a dangerous disease, and here's my plan. In 2021, after I'm elected, we're going to set up a public health emergency fund. We're going to give the president the power to declare a pandemic disaster emergency, which he already has, and we're going to set up what he called the Global Health Services to help countries around the world. Does any of that sound like this guy was confronting what we were facing at that point? That was the 27th of January. On the 31st, Trump puts in the China ban, and you know what he said? He said this is a xenophobic. This is racist. On the 28th, the day, 2 days before, 3 days before Trump puts in the travel ban, Ron Klain, who's a big advisor to him on health issues, says if he does this, this would be premature. On the 30th, the day before, Zeke Emanuel, who's a top healthcare advisor to him and constantly being heard, says stop panicking over the prospect of what the coronavirus is going to do. Stop panicking, he says. On the 2nd on the 6th of February, he had an expert, a guy named Erwin Redlenter, said the idea that this is going to be a serious pandemic is not very likely, and the odds of it being a lethal form is negligible. That was the guy advising Joe Biden. On the 11th and the 13th, we hear again from Klain. Klain says, this is not serious. We don't face a health epidemic. We face a, quote, fear epidemic, attacking President Trump for raising concerns about it unnecessarily. On the 20th, Zeke Emanuel says, this is all an overreaction. We then have Nancy Pelosi go out and say, come to Chinatown. Don't worry about this. That happened on the 23rd. On the 29th, Zeke Emanuel says, you know what? The masks aren't going to work. Don't use a mask. This is the day that the first American dies from coronavirus. And Joe Biden's top advisors on television say, don't worry. Don't go out, run out and get a mask. It's not going to do any good. And then on the 12th, as President Trump is putting in place a travel ban on Europe, Lisa Monaco, a top advisor to Biden, and Biden himself go out and double team on the issue of that European travel ban and say, we don't need to do this. This is premature. We don't hear the word mask from Biden. We don't hear the word social distancing from Biden. We don't hear the idea of a lockdown. We don't even hear the idea of invoking the National Defense Production Act in order to get control of the PPE problem that the Biden-Obama administration created by not refilling our stockpiles. We don't hear those until after the middle of March when President Trump is already talking about all of those things. So I'm sitting here saying, here's a guy lecturing the country saying Donald Trump killed people deliberately, and if he'd only listen to me, when he and his people are not saying we need to shut down the economy, we need to have everybody wear a mask, we need to quarantine in place, we need to do this, we need to do that. In fact, they're saying that's a fear epidemic, and the idea that this is going to be a serious pandemic is very unlikely.
Man.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about this after hearing that, Jack. Like, I mean, that's just straight fire, and he was on fire last night. And he said he was... You okay?
Excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
He said he was perturbed. It sounded like listening back to it with that
irritated,
mind.
Yeah,
he definitely.
Yeah, he was all wound up.
That's why I think he stumbled a little bit because he was he was ready to go. It made me think back on my own kind of personal memory. Now, what's memory worth? You know, you can misremember things all the time. But my own personal memory of how all this happened, like my first time I thought, oh, this is serious. Like when Trump did the travel ban from China, I'm like, what is this? Okay. And you see a few cases in Washington, you know, all right. You see a few more, all right. Before he bans travel from Europe, from the Oval Office, does that announcement. Right. I'm hosting for Greg in the afternoon. I'm doing those nine-hour days, which you made fun of me.
And I came back and told you.
Did you tell people on the air?
I guess I got two now. Proud of Joey. He worked 9 hours, folks.
But in the middle of those, and really, you know, this job compared to others that actually break people's bodies, I'm very blessed. That said, I'm into like hour 7 or 8 of, you know, working on the radio, hosting Happy Hour. And March Madness has been canceled.
That was the strangest thing to me. When the game just ended.
Right. That's what got, I think, everybody's attention. When that big event was canceled, South by Southwest is canceled. The comedy show we're about to go to at the end of that week is canceled. Then Trump does the travel ban from Europe. And I was not a happy camper. I'm like, what the hell is this? But I was a little freaked out. Like everybody. Y'all remember the toilet paper thing?
I still have some.
Oh, my God. I think it's still going on, isn't it?
It's really not toilet paper, but the wipes are the big thing. Hand sanitizer wipes and that kind of crap.
Yeah, it's still. And, you know, how inconsiderate people. You know, it's one thing. I can understand that you want to have something to wipe your own butt. But at a certain point, you need to understand that you want everybody else around you to have something to wipe their butt.
True.
You don't want unwiped people up in your face, all right? And angry that you're hoarding.
Mm-hmm.
But not, this is how everybody's sort of reacting in real time. And to say now, several months in, as you have now become the party of lockdowns and keep the economy shut down, yet you want to blame Trump for shutting it down and hurting. Right. It's just not leadership. And it's not a very insightful criticism in my mind. I would listen to Biden if he talked about the lockdowns being a bad idea from the get-go. I'd listen all day long. But every step
I'm
of the way.
I'm so sick of hearing him say, though, the president failed us. And they're saying more people died because of Donald Trump. And that infuriates me.
Did you hear his gaffe yesterday where he said, I think it was 600,000 military people died.
Or 6,000.
6,000.
Yeah, it was 7 have died from coronavirus.
Not 7,000.
Seven people.
But he
seven
goes
souls
out there,
too many, but
right. But he goes out there and says 6,000 people have died.
Now, one of the guys, we got to hit a break here soon. But one of the guys Trump has brought on, I think, too late to the game. But thank God he's there now. Is Dr. Scott Atlas, Hoover Institution. Like I said, he was one of the people I was following early, and he's been fantastic. And he did an interview because there are a lot of different stats that are thrown out there. Like one you'll see thrown out there is. The United States has 4% of the world's population, but a quarter of the confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths. And you'll see, you know, people bringing up the mortality rate is one thing. We're sort of in the middle of the pack, doing better than some European countries, worse than others. But the one that Atlas and a lot of epidemiologists will actually use behind the scenes is excess death. So Scott Atlas recently did an interview with BBC NewsHour. They asked Atlas about his credentials, kind of questioned his credentials and credibility. Atlas responded, I'm a total straight shooter. I'm a very direct, blunt speaker. I'm not shy about saying the truth. I will never say something that I do not believe is correct, period. So then the BBC interviewer went on to point out that America's record is much worse than other countries. You hear the press say this here in the States all the time. 4% of the world's population and a quarter of the confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths. Scott Atlas's response was scathing. I'm quoting Scott Atlas now. Quote, you know what? That's a complete incorrect assessment of what's happening. The only really legitimate way to compare countries is, if you really want to get down to it, it's something that most epidemiologists understand, and that is something called excess mortality. What that means is comparing deaths this year during the pandemic compared to your baseline, your country's baseline. And the facts are the following. Europe has done 28% worse than the United States in excess mortality. No one talks about this. This is a quantitative and appropriate epidemiological criterion here, excess mortality. It's really sort of, again, an example of how a sloppy thinking and really amateurish thinking has somehow come to the fore here. This is not a political issue. You have to use the facts. When you read the data, you have to know what you're talking about when you make a statement like that. And Atlas is big on, hey, you can't just look at people who have supposedly, allegedly died from COVID-19. Also have to look at what did the lockdowns do? When you destroy an economy, it's just the economy. It's just greedy people. Mm. No, it's people's livelihoods. It's people's households. What is the effect of death there? So I think there is a lot to uncover with COVID-19, and I'm sure when you hindsight being 2020, man, actually 2021 is going to be better at looking at 2020.
I don't know, Joey. Be careful what you ask for.
But there's certainly, you could say, woulda, shoulda, coulda. But the way the Biden campaign has gone about this is over the top, but I see why they're doing it. There are people out there saying every COVID death, Trump murdered people, and they're willing to believe anything. And I doubt they would have voted for the guy anyway. And it's a shame that this issue has just become a football, a very big issue in another election. 272-9228. 272-9228. Clint, we're going to give him another bite at the apple in a second. Steve, Papa B, hold your positions. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Cole Plumbing. Give him a call at 279-8919. In fact, save that number in your phone, because when you have a plumbing issue, big or small, you're going to want to have somebody you can trust, somebody that you know you can call, and they'll be right on top of it. Again, that number, 279-8919, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business for a reason. Number one, they've built up a great reputation. Been in business since 1977. They take great pride in offering 100% satisfaction guarantees. Because they have this proprietary pipelining technology, it allows them to get in there and with precision and expertise solve most of your plumbing issues with minimal discomfort to you and your home. That means they're not going to have to dig out a huge hole in your yard, tear out a bunch of drywall. No, this allows them with pinpoint precision to get in there and solve whatever plumbing issue you may have. Well, currently have discovered. It's not fun when you see that leak or that wet ceiling, that wet wall, the wet carpet. Not fun at all. And Cole Plumbing can solve that problem for you. And also ask them about those tankless water heaters. Save you money. Allow for some long, hot showers. Maybe you're competing with the family in the mornings. That's no fun, taking a cold shower when you didn't choose to. Check out Cole Plumbing today, folks. Again, coldplumbing.com or call them at 279-8919, 279-8919. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from Wow for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from Wow for only $39.99 per month, and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at wowway.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Man, it's hard to beat Mavis Staples.
Yeah, it is.
272-9228 if you want to join the conversation. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. He doesn't have his headphones on, but he's slowly coming to the microphone here.
Still on break, man. On Jack time.
Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. Well, let's give Clint another bite of the apple here since we couldn't hear him before. Clint, let's see if this connection's better.
Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Hear the bell, buddy.
Yeah, we got you.
Well, I was getting on Jack, you know, about the president doing interviews, you know. Let him do all he wants to. It don't matter who does it, does it?
Jack? I guess not, but I know what a snack Bob Woodward is. I just wouldn't have given him the time of day.
He's the president. You know, he should give everybody the time of day, even you or me or Joy or Eddie. You know, you want to talk to the man, do the interview.
No, I don't. It would be good for the career to interview the president of the United States, but I don't know if I want that heat right now, Clint.
Okay. I reclaim my time.
No, I would love to.
You guys talking about the Bushes earlier. Bush Senior?
Mm-hmm.
I still have a grudge against him, even though he's gone. But that grudge will never leave.
What's your grudge?
Well, during Desert Shield and Desert Storm before the ground war started, the King of Saudi, and most Americans may not know this, the King of Saudi wanted to pay every U.S. military personnel there $1,000 a day. And all my soldiers were saying, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. But then President Bush come up and said, no.
No.
We're not military for hire.
Right.
And my soldier said, Sarge, then why are we here?
Because you signed up to be in the military.
We're not military for hire. And we're fighting for a country that we never heard of.
Yep.
We wasn't fighting for America. It had nothing to do with America. Except for the oil.
America's interest.
Yes. And my soldiers lost a lot of faith in President Bush. And so did I. And, he should have let that go through. I have soldiers making $800 a month with
Clint,
a wife and three kids.
If he would have let that go through, then that would have been the a big reason for people to try to get us involved in things. They'd say, hey, well, we'll pay your soldiers just like they did.
Well, it was worth another $1,000 a month in that desert. Now, you ever been to Saudi, Kuwait, or Iraq?
No, I was living in Turkey. That was close enough.
That's a godforsaken country.
Yes, it is.
You know, it was worth $1,000 to my soldiers. Don't pay me, but pay my men. You know, they're good men, and I did not have one soldier over the age of 25. I was 35 as platoon sergeant. All my soldiers were 18 to 24 years of age. Young men with wives and families and putting their life on the line for oil. Ain't that something? For a country that we never heard of. Yeah. But we did the job. We accomplished it. We accomplished the mission. And I got to meet the Prince of Kuwait. They brought him to me. I don't know why they brought him to me. But they brought him to me. They're a debonair man. Handsome man. Good looking man.
No, he's a prince.
He wanted to ride on the M1A1 tank. Mm-hmm. So I delegated that to my senior sergeant. And he took that man for a ride on the tank. I gave him one order. I said, don't hurt him.
Yeah, good idea. Good order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't hurt the prince. You know?
Well, Clint, I appreciate you sharing that, and I don't think you're alone often in your sentiments about what...
Hey, I guarantee you, my soldiers, if they still alive today, they feel the same way I do on President Bush. You know, that was just wrong.
Well, Clint, I appreciate we got to run. I got a bunch of
have a good day.
Thank you. 272-9228. Let's go to Steve.
Good morning, you deplorable.
Hey, morning,
Steve.
You are.
Steve, you're hey, a little late calling today.
Yeah, you know, I had some stuff to do, you know, and but I made it, and I just wanted to ask Joey, do you remember the first time a politician lied to you? And do you remember the worst lie they ever told you?
That's a tough question, because first and biggest, and I mean, it's just, I remember being in elementary school. It's like, who do you like, Dole or Clinton? And I was like, this seems like a scam. I was only like, hey.
Conspiracy.
Well, there's probably a whole lot of lies in between there, and they tell so many lies, you know, you can't remember all right. of them. So, but anyway, I was thinking last night that every good Democrat needs a poster for the upcoming election, and the name of the poster is Skullduggery, and it's got Nancy sitting there in the, you know, in the beauty shop looking like a vampire. Every good Democrat needs one of those. But switching gears to our beloved president, to me he is a mixture of P.T. Barnum. I'm sure you've seen that movie that came out a couple of years about P.T. Barnum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was the showman. He gave the people what they wanted. He had this twinkle in his eye. He always knew, and he always was able to come up with one more act, one bigger thing in the center ring to keep people coming in. And then the other part of him is Ric Flair.
You're right.
To me, he's a combination of both those. You know, he's the New York boisterous. He's worked with all the New York folks. He knows how to talk that lingo, and I bet you, he's never ever read Robert's Rules of Order, because President Trump makes his own rules. And if he didn't get results, and that's the thing, you know, people, whether you hate him, whether you like him, whether you worked for him 30 years ago, whether you saw him on Johnny Carson when he was in his youth, he always gets results. And just like when New York needed that skating rink completed,
he did it.
And he got it completed under budget, they went to him. Because, you know, he's not cut out of that politician mold. He's not restricted to, well, you've got to debate this way. That's shocking that you're... No, he doesn't have any rules. And that's why the people find him that operate within the confines of that bureaucracy up there are shocked and astonished. Because he brings a new breath of fresh air, and that's why I voted for him.
Amen.
And
have a good day.
Appreciate
it, Steve.
Thank you, Steve, and I appreciate the comparison to this man right here. You know, Ric Flair.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down.
Oh man, you're not a wrestling fan, are you, Jack?
I hate to say it. No, I am not.
But you know Ric Flair.
Yeah, I know that. Sure.
And that's what I love. You know, I love these figures that kind of transcend their own deal, and Ric Flair is one of them. As Joe Rogan said, that man has a sound associated with him.
Yeah.
Ric Flair. Woo! It's the most American thing ever. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Get me the Rolex wearing son of a gun.
Yes.
Heirloom Jewelers, whether you want to sell fine antique jewelry items or estate jewelry items, or you'd like to buy from Troop Booth. Troop Booth has you covered. It's because of his expertise and his great network of buyers and sellers all around the nation that he can offer you incredible prices on antique jewelry pieces, but also offer you top dollar, especially for finished pieces. If you're looking to sell those to Troop Booth, you can come home with a good bit of cash. Also, though, even so-called scrap jewelry is going for a pretty penny because metal prices in general are up in the market. So call Troop Booth today at 260-0066. Set up an appointment. You'll bring in your jewelry pieces, and they'll give you an appraisal right then and there. And if you agree to that value, you get paid right then and there. You can also set up an appointment at 260-0066 to buy from Troop Booth, see what he has in stock in the showroom, or you can go to heirloomjewelersal.com, see what they currently have there. Again, y'all check out Heirloom Jewelers with Troop Booth, 260-0066. We got to hit another break here. We got Papa B, Guy Willis, Jim, Wilhelmina. Laurel.
Beautiful lady.
Yeah? Well, more when we come back. I love that we're sure to end.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Our forecast continues to evolve. The humidity is starting to creep back up, and the rain chances are getting a little bit better every day. So for today, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a sun and cloud mix. There will be scattered, random, hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. They will generally fade out in the nighttime hours tonight, low 73. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, highs around 90 all 3 days. Look for a more generous supply of those storms roaming around each day, especially over the upcoming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean it's going to rain all the time. They will be of the splash and dash variety. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Pepper Tree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Who?
David Ernest.
Dave?
David Ernest.
Dave's not here.
The Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Closing segment here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Y'all don't forget Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of the program. They can not only help you out preserving those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future at 50% off for News and Views listeners. That means those old videotapes, VHS, Betamax, little camcorder tapes, you can get those transferred to a DVD or digital file for your computer, preserving those home videos. But Dan Black Studios can also help you out with full video production from the ground up, whether for a TV commercial, online branding video, maybe some presentation to your school or church or even in the courtroom. Dan Black Studios can help you out there. 38 years in business, they've earned that reputation of being a great professional, easy to work with place. So y'all check them out today. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, 279-6036, or go to danblackstudios.net. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing, Jack?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, I love paying for the show, but we've got a full board of calls. I sometimes wish we had more time. Always time is the enemy. But let's begin this onslaught of calls. Papa B.
I'm going to try to be short there. Joey, is Eddie still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, please.
I'm here.
Eddie and Jack, how you doing?
We're doing.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. You know, y'all seriously can't be expecting Joe Biden and really the rest of the Democrats to actually pay attention to facts, you know, and all when it comes to COVID and any other response. I mean, come on, man.
I think you're correct about that. It's like, why are we expecting that, you know?
Come on, man.
You know, I'll tell you something. That Joe Biden has gotten more mileage out of that stupid statement than any other politician has with another stupid statement over his career. In fact, you know, where President Trump's Make America Great Again or Keep America Great is his, you know, kind of banner.
Yeah.
You know, Joe should be Joe Biden for president. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Give me a vote, man.
It's so stupid. But, you know, the Democrats are clearly signaling, and not just the Democrats, but, you know, those people in the bureaucracies, they're clearly signaling, and some Republicans, I might add, that, you know, what they're really worried about are the quote-unquote institutions and protecting the institutions. This is, you know, kind of become a common theme. And it's, you know, in reality, that's what's going on, I think. At all costs, protect all of these, you know, federal institutions that really don't serve the American people. They serve the Democrat Party pretty well, but not, you know, all of America. Jack, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, that just, I'm a firm believer in the deep state. And I think they're all embedded in the deep state. They like institutions. They like things to be just like they were. They like the status quo, the establishment. They hate a challenge from the outside. And that's just what Trump did as a candidate and what he's done as a president.
Do you think that, you know, the American people, that is coming into focus pretty well with the American people, that the Democrat Party really isn't? And, I mean, in all reality, this is true, that they're really not interested in, you know, fighting for the American people. They don't care about us.
And I think people have awakened to that. I think this election has brought more awareness to people who haven't paid attention. They are now aware, as Joey and I were talking last night, the media, the corporate media, is crooked.
Mm-hmm.
They have an agenda.
Yep.
I think people have awakened to government institutions and the corporate media, and I think that's why Trump's going to win.
And no matter who wins, though, that's a victory unto itself. I think Trump's going to win, but as people can wake up to how our institutions are operating these days, that's a big win. Papa B, I got to run. Appreciate it. Wilhelmina.
Oh, hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
How you doing?
Sorry, I had to run into Walmart while I was waiting on you, but I'm calling in regards to the reporting done on the cases and the deaths of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the CDC, all along, they haven't tried to hide it. They've made press conferences about it. All along has stated that if people die of other causes, cancer, car accident, seizures, suicide, you name it, right?
Right.
If they have COVID in their blood, they count it as a COVID death. So the CDC, did they not just come out and admit that only something like 6% of the COVID deaths are directly related to COVID?
It was more 6% had no other comorbidities.
Okay. And so my question is, when they're touting the differences between our death rates and other countries, are other countries reporting that right. way?
And that, that's
if
a,
not, if not right. the numbers are totally skewed and you can't rely on them.
That's a great question. That's why I like this excess mortality statistic, because it's looking year over year. So you can right. account for more than just COVID, too. Because yeah. when you lock mm-hmm. down and shut down an economy, I mean, I'm sure, you know, oh, it's just the economy. Tell that to the 50 million people, say, in Africa and India and parts of China who are now starving.
Right.
You know, it's we got to have full perspective of what our policies do while trying right. to save lives.
Right. Well, I just wanted to ask that question so people can be thinking about the whole picture.
Well, it was a good question. I appreciate it, Wilhelmina.
Sure, no problem. And I'd like to thank, was it Clint, mm-hmm. for his service?
Yes.
Thank you, Clint. All right, you guys, take care. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, we're running out of time here. Let's just say hi to Guy. Hey, Guy.
Hey, how you doing? I said this in 2016. I said it about a couple of years ago. Although there's a lot of important issues, I think it's one of the most important issues that needs to be taken care of, and it won't be taken care of unless